Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray. Oh Lord, we are so thankful for your strength. And we are so thankful that you allow us to lean on you and to know that you are there and that we can trust you and we can fall back into you. Speak to our hearts through your word and by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. What a song. The song is built upon a truth from Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27, and that is this: the eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And I want to give you this theme tonight because this is perhaps the easiest truth to miss. But it's so reassuring when we grasp it. And the theme of the message is this: God's presence is healing. God's presence is healing. The very greatest gift that God gives to you and to me is Himself. It's amazing that God has opened the way for sinful human beings to live in relationship with an almighty God. There was a separation between us and God that was caused by our sin, a separation that goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, a separation that was seen in the Old Testament by the fact that people couldn't approach God without sacrifice, a separation that was shown in the veil that kept apart the people from a holy God in the Holy of Holies in the temple. But at the cross, when Jesus died, that veil was rent in two, and the way to God was open to all people through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by Him. But by Him and by His open arms, He is willing to receive any who will come to Him in faith. And so the way to God has been opened in Jesus Christ. And if you are in relationship with Jesus Christ, if you've repented of your sin and received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, God has given you the greatest gift of all. He has given you Himself. And you know what heaven is? Heaven is resting in God's presence forevermore. The Bible tells us in Revelation that in the new heavens and the new earth that we won't need a sun anymore because the very light of Almighty God Himself will light our days. God will be with us. He will be our God and we will be His people. But even now, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, God has given you His Holy Spirit to be with you, His ever-present dwelling within you. That you are the temple of the living God, and God is with you everywhere you go. So the greatest gift that God gives us is His presence, and God's presence is healing. God's presence is restorative. God's presence is redemptive. God's presence allows us to rest in Him even when the world is going crazy. God's presence allows us to rest in Him as He is our refuge in the face of life's storms. God's presence allows us to lean into Him no matter what's going on. I remember being a little kid. My grandfather was my hero. I called him Pop. And Pop had a chair. And one of my favorite things when I was a little kid was to climb up into Pop's lap in Pop's big old chair, and to know that Pop had me. And as long as I was sitting in Pop's lap, as long as I was in Pop's arms, I knew that I was safe. I knew that nothing could get me. Well, do you know, that's the way it is with our God. He allows us to climb up into His lap and know that while we are in His arms, we're safe, that He will see us through. And that we can lean on Him no matter what's going on in the world around us and know that He has a hold of us and will not let us go. Life's hard sometimes. And there was a man named Anthony Showalter who was a successful author and businessman and who was a Presbyterian layperson. And he received two letters in one day from dear friends of his who were experiencing grief. This was in the late 1800s, and so as he read these letters and learned that his friends were experiencing grief due to the passing of loved ones in their lives, he wrote back to them And in both of his letters to them, he quoted Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And as he penned those letters, almost immediately in his mind, he wrote the refrain of the song we just heard. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. And he thought this would make a great encouraging hymn. And so he called his friend, who was a hymn writer and a pastor, a man named Elisha Hoffman. And so he gave him the refrain, and Elisha Hoffman wrote the lyrics of this song that was published in 1887 in the Glad Evangel for Camp, Revival, and Evangelistic Meetings hymnal. You might have heard it recently as the last song in the 2010 movie, True Grit, a song of such encouragement, such hope, such comfort. Here again, these lyrics. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear, leaning on the everlasting arms? I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. You know, there may be some who say that leaning on God's everlasting arms makes us weak. And maybe in their eyes, they're right. But I don't know about you. In my life, I find that when I'm leaning into God's everlasting arms, I am stronger then than ever. For I am trusting not in my strength, which fails, but in His strength that is perfect. So tonight, I want to encourage you. Find refuge in Almighty God through Jesus Christ. If you are in Christ, He has a hold of you, and He will not let you go. He will see you through and bring to completion the good work that He has begun in you. He will work all things together for good in your life because you love Him and have been called according to His purposes. And in the end, victory is His, and victory is yours in Him. Let's pray together. Oh, Father, we thank You so much for Your presence. For Your presence is the greatest gift that You give us, and Your presence is healing. You bind up our broken hearts. You set the captive free. You heal our wounds, and You carry us along. We are so thankful that we can lean on Your everlasting arms, and we pray that we would live lives that are characterized by Your strength and that are characterized by Your love. That all the world may know that Your arms are open to receive them through Jesus Christ our Lord. Help us, Lord, to remain steadfast, to keep our eyes fixed on You, and to run with perseverance the race that You have marked out for us. Let us look to Jesus in all things, and let us be comforted by Your amazing presence. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to worship with us tonight. And we pray that you would join us Sunday morning at 11 a.m., either in person or by way of the broadcast. We want to worship God together with you. God bless you.